slalom skier Christina Kosnick got to the end of a long, amazingly successful pro career at the age of 30. The three-time Olympian and six-time World Cup champ came to a what now moment that year after the Turin Olympic Winter Games. I mean, after all, competitive skiing had dominated her life. She came to a place of peace in her life and eventually embraced the new chapter. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary Show. You help sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime for all the info you need to give and connect and support the show at WWIB.com. Christina is 46 years of age right now, living with her family out in ski-happy Vail, Colorado. So, age 30 is when you hung up the competitive skis, Christina. You called it quits, and I've heard that was really a hard transition for you, huh?
Absolutely. I think you can talk to any professional athlete and probably collegiate athletes as well, but that we're retiring is so difficult because even though you know it's the correct time to retire, that you are done with your sport, it has become your identity. And when it's an unsafe place to be, right? When Christ isn't your identity, when your identity is in sport or business or work, and it's just not a solid spot. It's not a solid rock to stand on. And so when I would walk into a room, you know, everybody's first question when you're in a social gathering, which we don't do as much these days, I guess, but when you're in a social gathering, people will say, well, what do you do? And I just was in this habit of telling people what I used to do because I didn't have an answer. And I was like, I don't really do anything. And I got to a point where I just made myself say, I don't do anything right now. I'm really looking at what's next for me, and made myself not answer in the past tense, but answer in present and future, no matter how uncomfortable or embarrassing it felt at the time, because I just knew that if I was going to move forward, that I needed to be really honest with not just other people, but with myself, and that really helped. So when I promised myself not to talk about my past unless someone asked about it, it helped me move forward. And it was slow. It was a slow process, but I did. And I still kind of hold that policy. So a lot of my friends here in the Valley that became friends because of being, you know, I have four children. So like being a mom and in a totally different light when it isn't sport, a lot of them don't actually know my past until our friendship grows. And then, you know, you end up obviously getting to know each other better. And they're like, you what? Wait a second. So it kind of became my policy in life just to not lead with that because it's not about me. You know, I want to be a light for the Lord and have and serve him in what I'm doing today. And if that means at some point talking about my past with someone, I would be, you know, glad to do that. Like I am here talking to you today. But that I just kind of don't lead with that anymore. It's been a long time since it's rare. It's actually few and far between that I talk about my ski racing.
Yeah, that sounds pretty healthy to me. All right, Winter Olympics, Christina, around the corner here in Beijing. What about the 22 games for Team USA skiing?
It will be very interesting. Just after watching the summer games and the stress level on the athletes with all the new COVID protocols and, the Olympics are a pressure situation and are higher stress for most athletes anyways without all of the COVID all the hoops that everybody's having to jump through. And so I think these athletes will be maybe more used to it, so it won't be as stressful as the summer games were. However, I do think it will be very interesting to watch again how it plays out. You know, I do think it affects some athletes more than others. But that being said, it's still the Olympic Games. It's still their arena that they are used to and prepared for. And I watch the Olympics from a totally different perspective than most people when I sit next to them on the couch to watch the Olympics. So I watch it from such a more psychological and a mental place. And I love seeing athletes of faith that have come to the place that we talked about where they really, truly are glorifying the Lord whether they win or whether they lose, and whether they come in fourth, which is the hardest spot to come in, you know, or they come in last, or they're disqualified, or they're standing there with the gold medal, because it is, I think, a lot harder than people realize to do. It is not the culture in the sporting world to glorify God, and that the but it is absolutely a blessing to walk through sport in that, on his path. And so it's fun to watch. I think the Americans, as far as the ski racing side, they you know, they are really doing well, especially obviously they come in with a big gun. They come in with Michaela Schifrin, who is a veteran when it comes to big events and has been very successful. And so I think on the ski racing side, it'll be fun to watch the women. They come in pretty strong. And the men, I don't know, the season's just starting. So we actually have the World Cup in our backyard this weekend, and the season's kind of just starting for them. So it'll be interesting to see how the U.S. men on the ski racing side come, you know, how their season starts. And that usually is a good precursor to how the Olympics, you know, how they're going to show at the Olympics.
Hmm. All right, Christina Kosnick, the three-time Olympic alpine skier on Sports and Commentary today. Let's plan on getting together on the next show with you, because I want to explore this life-changing relationship you have with Christ. You've talked about it throughout our conversation here. And go back to the early stages of that, when you recognized you couldn't do this by yourself. And it wasn't all about Christina Kosnick. It had to be about Jesus. So we'll talk about that on the next Sports and Commentary. Thanks for being here today. God bless you out there.
Absolutely. God bless.